Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Big Sky Country, the Treasure State, we are a huge net exporter when it comes to energy. We produce about 30, we, the state of Montana, produces about 30 billion kilowatt hours a year, use about 13 billion kilowatt hours. And yet our energy providers are still very concerned that demand is going to outpace production in the future. And then what? Right? Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is joining us today. We'll talk about that. He's in the nation's capital for an energy meeting related to Montana's future. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Just got a few minutes with the governor today in Washington, D.C., I understand, Governor. Good morning. Is that the case? Are you up there? What's going on?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Good to be with you. I wish we could trade places. I wish I was back in Montana.
I know.
I am here at the invitation of our president, Donald Trump. He asked me to come out. We have a big event at the White House this afternoon, an announcement about unleashing American energy. This is going to be very good for Montana. He promised when he ran that he was going to unleash American energy, both oil and gas, coal, nuclear, hydro, all of the above. Today, we're specifically going to be talking about permitting on federal lands and also for both coal and natural gas and oil. So I'm excited to be here. This energy dominance is really about getting our economy going. Unfortunately, under Joe Biden, energy prices went up 30% over his term because they were trying to pick winners and losers. I think we need to do an all of the above strategy. That's what we're talking about today. Again, we'll be at the White House announcing the president's executive order related to unleashing American energy. That's going to be at 1 o'clock Montana time, 3 o'clock Washington D.C. time.
As much as you can, what's in that order? How will it affect Montana?
Well, I can't get ahead of the president,
right?
Here, but he's been pretty clear. We're going to make it easier to get permits. We're not going to shut down our coal plants. We're going to continue to produce power because, as you mentioned in your run up to this segment, we have massive demand in Montana. We are an energy exporter. We've been keeping the lights on in Seattle for decades. We just had this big $700 million grant from the Department of Energy to build transmission lines from Colstrip going east. We want to continue to be a net energy exporter, and we have more coal than any other state in the country. And with innovation, we can burn it cleanly, reliably, and at low cost. And that's what consumers want when they plug the plug into the wall or flip the switch on.
When are we as a country then going to recognize, I mean, and you've been talking about it an awful lot, the balance and the all of the above approach. When are we going to stop fighting about it and start recognizing hydropower has a place, but we can't, it's not going to dominate. Wind is not going to dominate. When do we have a reckoning about some plans that were in the future are not going to materialize, and let's have a full-on grown-up discussion about how we get to the next level of energy production in our country?
Well, this is what President Trump has brought to the table in all areas, whether it's foreign policy, energy, or the economy. We're just using common sense again. And I'm an electrical engineer, so we know a little bit about this stuff. And the reality is, we've already made a lot of progress in Montana. 60% of our energy production portfolio is renewable. A lot of it's hydro, wind, and solar. But to have good baseload power, that's the power that you rely on when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining, you need baseload power because folks kind of like the light bulb to come on when you flick the switch. Without baseload power, you can't do it. Without baseload power, you can't keep your hospitals operating. You can't keep your machine shops going. You can't do any of those things. So it's well and good to pursue wind and solar. I'm fully supportive, but we need baseload power. And until battery technology improves, we have to rely on fossil fuels and hydro to get that baseload power.
As an electrical engineer, do you think we get there with wind? I mean, I think there's a lot of technology that should advance that science in wind energy. I think hydropower is another one of those as well. I mean, I can't get that they're trying to shut down dams when hydropower is so clean and so valuable to us. But what's your thought, Governor, about having a technological breakthrough that is going to help us get to that next level?
Well, here's what needs to happen. For wind and solar, because they are intermittent meaning when the wind stops blowing, you don't get any power. When the sun goes down, you don't get any power. Both of those technologies have to be combined with some form of battery storage. And to do battery storage at scale, to keep a grid up and working, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
And there are investments. And then once we get the technology, the combination of wind, solar, and battery technology, the economics of that have to rival fossil fuels or hydro. So there's two challenges. One is technological. The other one is economic. I'm not saying those hurdles are insurmountable. They're just really big.
Yeah, and like you say, we're not there yet. And so, you know, the common phrase is don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, as they say. But there are people who are willing to do that nowadays. Go ahead.
Tom, the other point we should make is that, you know, we don't have enough energy production today.
Yes.
Just the businesses that we are talking to who are thinking about moving to Montana would increase electricity demand by 50%. In Montana, if they all decided to come here, 50% over where we are today. So it's not like we can like turn things off and it'll still be okay. We've got to do everything we're doing today plus more to satisfy what the economy wants. When you start picking in winners and losers, costs go through the roof for consumers. That's what we saw under Joe Biden. Energy costs went up 30% because they were picking winners and losers and they had their favorite forms and the economics didn't work. We need to be pursuing all of the above. That's wind, solar, hydro, natural gas, coal, and modular nuclear. We need to be doing it all.
Do you see the public picking up on that? Every time we talk to an energy official, they have grave concerns about, are we going to be able to meet our requirements when it comes to having balance in our portfolio and providing the necessary energy? I think a lot of energy industry people get that. How much of that is necessary for the general public to understand before we get to more of a balance in that?
Well, if we're waiting for the government to do it, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
This is why we need to have a regulatory environment that allows the private sector to respond. The private sector can move at the speed of business. Government, by its nature, is designed to be bureaucratic and slow. We're in discussions right now with some of these AI data centers that are talking about making significant investments in Montana, but bringing their own power with them. Building a power plant that's co-located with the data center. And what that'll do, in addition to supplying their own power, it adds resiliency to our grid because there's backup power there that can be used when high demand periods occur. So let's unleash the private sector. Let's make sure we protect the environment and we protect public safety with a light touch regulatory climate. And then let's unleash our private sector. They're willing and able to make these investments to build this power production.
Yeah, that's a fascinating aspect of all of this as well. I know we got just a few more minutes. Governor Greg Gianforte with us in Washington, D.C., energy policy coming down from the administration here. Under the Biden administration, I think we have seen the EPA regulations. There have been a couple that were targeted very specifically and almost illegally, but the court has not decided that yet. Supreme Court declined to block those EPA regulations, but they're very much pointed right at Colstrip. Give us a comment then on what this maybe lighter touch about regulation might do for Colstrip.
Well, we need to keep Colstrip open. If Colstrip were to go away, not only is it an economic driver for that region of the state, it is literally what is stabilizing our grid. It's keeping lights on. in Seattle. And again, as I said earlier, we need more production, not less production. So you're right. The EPA came out with some very punitive regulations. We've gotten good early signals from Commissioner Zeldin at EPA that they're going to peel those back. That's going to give Colstrip a lot more certainty in terms of operating. We've been working with the various partners to get the equity in Colstrip transferred to people that want to operate the plant, and this $700 million grant we got from Department of Energy to build transmission lines going east is also creates a brighter future for Colstrip. Now, we need to be augmenting the power production there. As I said, we don't have enough. Should we be putting additional energy production in Colstrip? I think we should. Maybe that's natural gas. Maybe it's small nuclear reactors. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are other options. But we got to look at all of the above.
What's the day like in Washington? I know you spent, you worked there for a couple of years. What's it like to be back there? What's the mood?
Well, I had a meeting this morning with the Forest Service Chief, Tom Schultz, talking about forest management. And I've been with the chair of the Natural Resources Committee earlier this morning, talking about reforming the Endangered Species Act. So we have a full day. I understand it's nice outside. I hope I get to go see it. They tell me the cherry blossoms are in bloom. And maybe I'll get a chance to take a peek at him at some point.
It is a good time to be in Washington, D.C. And you tell that Tom Schultz guy, I'm still getting his emails, by the way.
Well, he said he told me to tell you to get back to work.
Yeah, right. That's good advice always. Governor Gianforte, thank you so much for calling in today and representing us. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.